If you are looking to make bank by predicting the next huge market crash, this is how people are doing it.
This type of platform has predicted the next president. It has predicted the exact tops and bottoms for Bitcoin. Needless to say, there are billions of dollars to be made here. So in this episode, we're going to highlight where the smart money is headed next.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
If you're trying to make absolute bank, predicting the next huge market crash or market blow off top, we're going to show you where the smart money is doing it.
All right, today we're talking about prediction markets. And this is the next big thing in the world because, like we were talking off screen here, it allows, because these are decentralized platforms, essentially you're just voting on a yes or a no outcome primarily. You know, an example was, will NVIDIA beat earnings? Yes or no? And you can now, you can bet, you can put in $1 million if you want. So if you're on a decentralized platform and you know for sure as an insider that NVIDIA is going to smash the earnings, would you not put down everything you have knowing that this is going to happen? Yes. So prediction markets are so accurate because there's a lot of people who know things behind the scenes, and this is a great way to capitalize on it.
So one of the things we want to be looking at in the market today is, one, where are the next most innovative prediction markets being built? Who's building the technology behind them? Because, you know, look, the markets are shaky right now, but the trends are the trends. So prediction markets are, it's still the first inning for prediction markets. This is going to absolutely take over the world. Almost everybody now in our industry has heard of Polymarket. But what we want to uncover now is some of the new and upcoming prediction markets and how they're so accurate, and how, as you know, as a listener to this podcast, this episode, how you can potentially capitalize on prediction markets moving forward.
All right, so obviously the next big prediction market is going to be built on a project that we are very bullish on, and I believe many of our listeners are as well. So if you are, hit the like button and let us know, or comment the word Tau, because we believe that with their unique AI algorithm sharing platform that they have created, anybody can tap into the shared resources. It's open source. You can get people from all around the world kind of sharing their bandwidth into the BitTensor ecosystem. And we are seeing projects on there on the daily start to print real big revenue. And in this episode, we have one. It's Subnet 31. It's Candles. And it's an upcoming predictions market that is really going to change the game. And again, this is early days. It's sitting with like a $2 million market cap. So to capture potentially what could be the next big thing for prediction markets, this is where we want to be looking.
For sure. So again, like BitTensor AI prediction markets makes complete sense to me because they can, you know, analyze so much more data than we can as humans. So I would say, look, I want BitTensor leading the way in prediction markets. And that's where Subnet 31 Candles comes into play. So Candles is an on-chain decentralized trading arena where users place skill-based wagers on the future direction of asset prices to go up, to go down, or within a range over short period timeframes. This is like a hybrid between traditional prediction markets, option-based, you know, leverage longs, and like crazy trading games. Because look, Candles is early days. So right now you can bet on the, or you can, you know, try to predict the future prices of assets on Candles. But what they have building long term in their roadmap, which we'll get to later in this episode, this is where the real opportunity is.
All right, so it's really simple. Each pool has an entry fee. So you'll pay your entry fee. It could be like $100, let's say. Then there's a deadline and a payout for the person who's most accurate. And what makes this so seamless is, although it is Web3, there's no wallets, no seed phrases, no gas fees to understand. You simply just create a username and a password, And then you start predicting the price of tau, for example, what it's going to be in the next hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then enter the pool, put your money in. And if you're the closest to it, you win the pool. Super simple.
Yeah, and I love how it draws from the ethos of BitTensor, which is open source, transparent, provably fair, impossible to manipulate, and resilient to downtime or centralized failure, right? Like we saw all these cloud outages and stuff, you know, things are going down. But with the open source nature of BitTensor and it's how it's all, you know, on the chain, all provably fair, I think Candles, as the decentralized version of a prediction market, which is just getting going here, offers a lot of upside. Again, this is not financial advice. This is just our personal opinion and why we like Candles subnet 31 at its low valuation. They got a lot of things going for them.
Yeah, this is one of those subnets that has core developers from the BitTensor ecosystem. So you have a team that has experience, you know, building prediction markets in the past, crypto wagering engines. You know, they have the automated smart contracts, execution for all that. Like, this is a team that has shown that they can deliver.
Yeah, it's not like some new team. This is not their first crypto project. And when you start to dive into the BitTensor ecosystem and the devs, like, these are some of the smartest developers in all of crypto, in all of Web2, in the world. So when I see BitTensor Core devs building Candles, that makes me trust it a lot more. Then we go into the alpha token, right? The Candles alpha token. It's built, the entire ecosystem around the Candles prediction market is built around the alpha token. So the alpha is the exclusive currency used for entering the Candles prediction markets. It's the unit of account, the medium of exchange, and the reward token. So that means it's powering entry fees. It's powering payouts, prize pools, incentives for creators, all the liquidity rotation across markets. It's all coming in and centered around the alpha token. And what that means is that when Candle starts rolling out some of their new features, whether it be prediction markets, sports, political outcomes, all this, the more users, the more people participating in the market, the more demand for the Candles alpha token. So that's one of the things that drives us towards it.
Yeah, multiple currencies are going to be added over time too. So you'll be able to bring in Bitcoin, Ethereum, obviously TAU at the currently, USDC. And what that means is all that gets converted into the alpha token, the subnet 31 token, to be utilized within the platform. So it's a lot of buy pressure that you should end up seeing, especially as the prediction market platform continues to grow from its infancy in which it's sitting now.
For sure. And then when you look at long-term how Candles can grow a sustainable business model, well, it's simple. It's kind of like what FanDuel or DraftKings or even Polymarket are doing. They take a small fee on every bet that is placed. So if you're entering a Candles prediction market, you're putting down $10, they're taking a small cut. So the more people that are using Candles, the more people that are using Candles for alpha, or the more prediction markets that are being opened, because eventually you'll be able to open all kinds of different prediction markets using Candles, the more money that Candles is going to make. And again, the more money they make, the more users, the more demand for the token. So it's this interesting flywheel. We always like to look at businesses in crypto that have potential to make big money, and Candles is one of them.
Yeah, like DraftKings valued at $21 billion, FanDuel $31 billion. In 2024 alone, these type of platforms brought in $5 billion in revenue. Crazy. So the prediction market, from the sporting side of things, is absolutely massive. And now that these, you know, more like the equities markets predictions is starting to take off, it's like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what we're going to see here is they're going to take 10 to 30% of all the fees and all the entry fees. And then the miner emissions are going to supplement the payouts, which means that the entries, the people who are using the platform, are going to receive 90% of the pool. So it's going to be really handsome payouts.
Yeah, and that's the core business model, right, is the fees, right? But if you look into the roadmap for Candles, what you'll see is they actually have a bunch of different sources of revenue. So going forward, this could really turn into a big money-making cash cow. So I covered the prediction market entry fees, but then they have data licensing and API fees they have listed. So they're going to be producing all kinds of high-quality data streams that other subnets can pay to use. And again, data is so important. Be sure across BitTensor, I could see that being big. And then creators, this is one's really interesting to me. Creators can launch their own markets, right? So we can come up with our own prediction market for, you know, whatever. And they're going to take a cut on that. So the more people using it, the more pools that are opened up, the more liquid markets that are opening up, Candles is taking a fee from everything. And again, that goes into the alpha token velocity, more gameplay, more people, more revenue, more token circulation, all centered around Candles and the alpha token. I like that.
So basically, there's the user deposits, and the user deposits alpha to enter the pool. So later on, there's the entry fee distribution. So a portion goes to the Candles as revenue, a portion enters the prize pool, and a portion goes towards miner and subnet incentives. So the subnet 31 miners, they receive emissions for accurate forecasting. They can then use part of those emissions to enter the public pools. And this is where it creates that feedback loop where better predictions improve the subnet and increase liquidity. So you kind of get that self-fulfilling feedback loop that continues to keep feeding more money to better miners for better predictions, that money then goes back into the predictions and it goes right back to the miners. So you can kind of see where Candles is really uniquely positioned here.
Yeah, 100%. And there's such a blue sky opportunity in prediction markets right now. Like at the start of the episode, we talked about how prediction markets, you know, they called the next president. Like it's going to be Trump. Don't believe the polls. They called the next NVIDIA earnings. They called the Fed cuts. They called everything, right? Because insider knowledge stacks up on prediction markets. And that's where the blue sky opportunity for Candles is. So right now on Candles, you know, you can bet on asset prices up or down or in a range. But the future outlook for Candles is so much larger, right? You know, we're huge sports guys, right? So sports predictions, you know, who's going to win the next NBA championship? How many titles are the Leafs going to win in the next few years? Like, we know it's zero, but right? Like, Candles could predict it.
And we can create it ourselves, too.
Exactly. We're going to be creating all kinds. What's Jolly going to have for lunch? What's Nifty going to have for breakfast, right? All that kind of stuff. Then you talk about, like, it can be anything. Political events. Who's going to be the next president, the prime minister? Social pop culture events. Like, who's going to be playing the Super Bowl halftime? Weather events. Economic, you know, what color will Powell's tie be? Everything. Everything that Polymarket has can be done on Candles in a decentralized fashion. And I think it's going to be something that people in BitTensor and in the world of crypto are really going to like. So Candles has the opportunity to turn into one of the biggest decentralized prediction markets, whereas Polymarket, you know, has really brought this to almost a mainstream thing. I think what you're going to see is more innovative projects move in the out of the shadow of Polymarket, and the blue sky opportunity, I think, is there for Candles.
Yeah, and there's a massive benefit to the community. I mean, I don't know if the Polymarket, you know, how can anybody get involved with the Polymarket? Can you?
They don't have a token yet.
There's no token, you know. It's like, but at least with Candles, the users and the alpha token holders can really benefit from this. So more markets than any centralized platform can offer. Basically, communities can launch prediction pools instantly. So this means a fast response to real-time events. So, you know, if something's going to happen in an hour, you craft up a prediction market, launch it, boom, you start trading, start earning some rewards. So yeah, I think there's like a really cool way that they're doing it here.
And I think one of the cool things is, like we mentioned, how anyone can open up a market. Anyone that opens up a market takes a small percentage revenue fee from that market. So if we come up with a really innovative new market that everyone wants to predict, if it blows up over the world, we benefit.
True.
So you create your own market, then you become a de facto shiller of Candles and the market that you created. So it's kind of creating an organic marketing effect where if you listening right now, if you think you have a cool idea for a new prediction market, you will one day be able to open a market on like that on Candles, get people into your market on Candles. And the more people that are betting on that market on Candles, you make money. That's really interesting.
More fees, more revenue, all funnels back into the alpha.
I like it.
Yeah. Cool. So that's Subnet 31, Candles, another unique subnet built on BitTensor. The most bullish project I think will ever be is going to be on BitTensor. So we're going to keep diving into these subnets. Guys, make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.